This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned the coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. Authorities in Myanmar have filed charges against detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi for violating import-export laws. Iran's top diplomat hailed as a victory a ruling Wednesday by the UN's top court that it is allowed to take on his country's bid to overturn U.S. sanctions. He tweeted the International Court of Justice, quote, "dismissed all U.S. preliminary objections in the case brought by Iran over unlawful U.S. sanctions," end quote. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson doubled down Wednesday on his criticism of the European Union's role in post-Brexit problems in Northern Ireland, as London and Brussels hold talks over the sensitive situation. Johnson told UK lawmakers he will do everything necessary to ensure the province can trade easily with the rest of the UK after rising tensions led to the suspension of border checks on goods earlier this week. His comments came hours before Senior Minister Michael Gove speaks with the EU Commission Vice President to discuss problems with the special post-Brexit arrangements now governing trade to and from Northern Ireland. Russia on Wednesday defended its crackdown on protesters demanding the release of opposition figure Alexei Navalny as his allies vowed to continue putting pressure on the Kremlin. Meanwhile, world leaders react to his sentencing that would, according to his attorney, send him to prison for nearly 3 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in his statement said, quote, "We reiterate our call for Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny." This is VOA News. Slain U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick lay in honor Wednesday in the building he died defending. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Blessed are the peacekeepers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke at a congressional tribute to slain Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick.
We will never forget his sacrifice.
He lay in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. President Biden and the First Lady had paid their respects on Tuesday night. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband visited on Wednesday morning, placing their hands over their hearts and touching their urn with Sicknick's remains. There are still questions about Sicknick's death. He was one of five people who died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. Officers lined up outside the Capitol in respectful silence. Sicknick will be interred at Arlington National Cemetery. Jennifer King, Washington.
Germany's Justice Ministry said Wednesday it has put forward a proposal to replace the term race in the country's constitution after a dispute broke out over its links with Nazi ideology. Paragraph 3 in Germany's basic law states, quote, "No person shall be favored or disfavored because of sex, parentage, race, language, homeland and origin, faith or religious or political opinions," end quote. Critics have taken aim at the word race, pushing for a change to the constitution in place since 1949 as a bulwark against dictatorships like the Nazi regime, which championed racist politics. The new proposal suggests scrapping the word race from the list, instead adding "or for racist reasons." Russia has reached out to Germany biotechnology company IDT Biologica to explore jointly producing the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, the German health ministry said Wednesday. A ministry spokeswoman told AFP, Russia's Gamaleya Research Institute and the Russian Direct Investment Fund are interested in the co-partnership for a possible production. The World Economic Forum said Wednesday its annual meeting, which has already been postponed and moved from Switzerland to Singapore, will be pushed back again due to pandemic-related challenges. The annual gathering of the world's political, economic, and business elite is traditionally held January in the Alpine village of Davos. The Wednesday organizer said it would now be postponed again until August 17th through 20th. The Swiss government said Wednesday it would broaden access to the free COVID vaccines to include foreign diplomats and people who live abroad but work in Swiss healthcare. Play at Australia Open warm-up tournaments in Melbourne has been canceled for Thursday after a coronavirus scare, organizers announced. The Australian Open begins Monday. It's the first Grand Slam of the year. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.